Throughout his career as a ski instructor, Otto Kamstra has always strived to elevate the people around him. Now, those people are elevating him. On November 17, Kamstra was inducted into the Canadian Ski Instructors Alliance, CSIA, Hall of Fame during their Lake Louise Pro Days Camp Banquet. He is now a member of the Builders category, set aside for those who have actively invested in CSIA's development as an organization. The longtime local and former head of Whistler Blackcomb Ski School served two terms on CSIA's board of directors, 5 years in the mid-1990s, followed by seven more from 2008 to 2014. His many contributions include helping found the Canadian Association of Snowboard Instructors. Kamstra also chaired the CSIA board from 2011 to 2014, leading efforts to manage the organization's contracts as well as modernize its office procedures and financial structure. People around Whistler would say, "Oh, Otto is a ski teacher, he's a trainer," Kamstra said. "They don't really know that other side of it that CSIA has recognized me for." When Kamstra says that, he does not mean to brag about his resume. Much the opposite. When asked about his Hall of Fame induction, he was quick to credit those who have assisted him in reaching this point. "My career is because of others that helped me," he said. "This Hall of Fame thing, I owe it to them." Born in Prince George, BC, Kamstra moved to Whistler in 1984, back when he remembers the town being pretty raw and pretty small. Like a lot of young adults, he came to ski Whistler's majestic mountains for a winter or two and planned to move on with his life after that. Instead, the people he met in Whistler changed the trajectory of his life. Shortly after his arrival, Kamstra encountered Jorgen Cope Watson, who managed Blackcomb's kids' ski camp program from 1984 to 1985. Cope Watson asked Kamstra to teach at the camp and the Prince George native agreed. He showed up wet behind the ears, trying to find himself in an environment that he hoped would be supportive. Cope Watson ensured it was that and much more. "She showed immense leadership skill," Kamstra said of Cope Watson. "She could build a great team. She cared about employees. She saw the potential in us and wanted to create a space where we attached to something or somebody. I credit her for me staying in the business." Cope Watson's husband Cam is a certified CSIA Level 4 instructor, a very, very impressive skier, who also took Kamstra under his wing. In 1985, he moved from Blackcomb to Whistler alongside the Watsons. The two mountains were originally run by separate entities. As time went on, Kamstra acquired many skills from many people. It wasn't just about being a technically advanced skier or a knowledgeable instructor anymore. It was also about questions like, how does one provide the best possible experience for resort guests? Why is it important to pay heed to the smallest of details? Fostering a positive workplace environment was key to answering those questions. "If your staff are happy, then they can treat the guests well," Kamstra said. Kamstra was able to bring his varied skills and experiences to CSIA, where he put them to good use on the board. As his resume grew, so did his reputation. 8 or 9 years ago, Kamstra began contracting his services to Ski Dubai, flying halfway across the world once a year. The Chinese ski industry took notice, and before long Kamstra was headed to China 3 times a year to certify their fledgling ski staff through the Canadian system. He's also had business in Japan, Andorra, Austria, and the United States. There's no denying how much Kamstra has given to the skiing community, and he's not quite done yet. The Whistlerite continues to run high-performance camps locally and abroad, camps that draw people from China, Taiwan, and across North America. He's still actively involved in training and certifying instructors in Canada at a time when he could rest on his laurels. What keeps him going? His fuel is a deeply rooted conviction about the power and importance of teaching. "As a teacher of any kind, our job is to ensure the success of the people that we come in contact with," Kamstra said. "One of the most important jobs in the world is teaching because you're trying to encourage, support, mentor, help other people, you know, and it's really not about yourself." A Hall of Fame worthy outlook on life, indeed.